Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here. Peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. My name is Katie Flynn, and I am a member here. I'll just be up here briefly in the beginning of the service. Also joining me is Alicia Wood, and she will be leading the rest of the service. I am hoping that you all got a brochure or a bulletin. If you did, you will see a yellow slip in there. The one side is for attendance, just so that we know who you are and we can contact you and if we need to. The other side is for prayer requests. So if you have a prayer that you'd like to share with the rest of the congregation, please fill this out, and the ushers will come forward later on in the service and collect those, and we'll read them aloud. If you're new to us this morning, we do have a welcome team, and I hope that they've already found you. If they haven't, I'd encourage you to grab one of these brochures in the back of the church after service. It just tells you a little bit about who we are and what we have to offer. So I talked about your bulletin a minute ago. That's actually a brief order of worship. The full service will be displayed on the screen, or if you'd like to see that right in front of you, there's a QR code on the bottom of the bulletin, and if you have a smartphone and you're interested in looking at that, just scan the code and you'll have that right in front of you. If you're looking for restrooms, they're through this door to my right, and you can also go through that door to after the service to the gathering room for some conversation following the service. We have a safe sanctuary policy, so we ask that all children always be accompanied by an adult while they're in the building. There are a ton of announcements in the bulletin, and I encourage you to read as many as you can whenever you can. I'd like to call your special attention to a few of them. And actually, the first announcement that I'd like to make is not included in the bulletin. As co-chair of Outreach, I'd like to thank all of you who supported our fundraising effort last Saturday. It was a Sing for Their Supper event where the Harmony Cats serenaded us for a couple of hours. This was our first attempt at that kind of fundraiser. We're hoping to make it an annual event. But we split all the profits, or the proceeds, all the money that came in, because Harmony Cats didn't take anything. So all the money that came into us, we split between three food pantries, ours, Grace Episcopal, and Syracuse University Hendricks Chapel food pantry. And our cut was $822.23, which was fantastic. So thank you all very much. So because I'm involved in outreach, I know this, but I'm not sure if all of you do. One part of the struggle for food is transportation to get food and bring it home. So that $822 is going to go towards our taxi fund, which brings all of our clients, well, all the clients who need it, brings them home after pantry, because we give them two big, huge bags of food, and they need some way to get it home. So you all are helping us do that, so thank you. Let's see, there is a Thanksgiving service for the City United Methodist Churches that will be held on November 24th at 6 o'clock. There will be childcare, and if you are going to go, please bring a snack to share at fellowship time after the service. And the offering is going to go to Gethsemane United Methodist Church's personal closet. And you can read that announcement right in the bulletin. Let's see. You can also save the date for November 20th, which is the Church Charge Conference at Gethsemane United Methodist Church. And now we have a brief announcement from Joyce Flynn. It's brief, but it's very important.
Okay. Hi, I am Joyce Flynn, for those of you who don't know me, and I coordinate the Thanksgiving bag handout, and we will be packing bags next Sunday after church down in Pettingill, so you are all welcome and encouraged to join in that fun event. We will be giving bags out on Tuesday the 26th to the 160 people, families who have signed up. If anyone can volunteer on Tuesday morning the 26th, we could really use your help. The other two pleas that I want to make, we could use turkeys. They are on sale at Price Chopper, Tops, and Wegmans, all for 37 cents a pound with a $25 purchase. And for a 13-pound turkey, that averages about $5 for a turkey. And that would be so appreciated. Fresh produce is the other thing that is so welcomed by our pantry guests. winter squashes, collard greens, all kinds of fresh produce. So thank you all very much.
Please keep all these announcements in mind and all the ones that you read in the bulletin. These are great ways to live out your faith during the week. And now let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning. I am Pastor Alicia Wood. I'm going to open up this Bible. Perfect, to Psalm. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here. One of the reasons is because I have learned, as of, I think, Friday, we have 168 Thanksgiving bags to give away on the 26th. That's 168 families that will have a Thanksgiving dinner because of all of you. So I'm so honored to say that I am the pastor here. Our Isaiah scripture today foretells a time of peace when the wolf lays down with the lamb and the lion eats only straw. Isaiah's vision may seem a little odd in the chaos of today's world, but it is a vision we must learn to internalize and live out. God is rebuilding, remaking, reworking the creation that was considered good when everything began. Within this description of the activity and plan of God is, number one, an invitation to participate in the rebuilding. That's all of us. Number two, to be shaped by the reign of God into a holier people. And the mark of this participation? Well, it's joy. Are you surprised by that? Yeah. God wants us to be joy-filled. The people of God should be people of joy. God's people should be a delight to the world in which they live because they are working in the hope of the new reality, a reality in which weeping is in distress is a thing of the past. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing number 605, Wash, O God, Our Sons and Daughters. Please remain standing and join me in speaking a responsive call to worship. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? They who wait for the Lord. Amen. Look around. The wonder of God is all around you. Before you settle back in your seats, take a moment to share the love of Christ with your neighbors. And when you hear the music, it means it's time to return to your seats and the children will come forward. Will the children please come forward as they're comfortable? How are you today? Thanks for visiting with me. I have an interesting question to ask you. Do you remember the last time that you felt joy? Yes? Would you be willing to share?
There was a band.
Oh, when you heard a band? Nice. Are you willing to share? No. Okay. Anyone else? Remember the last time they felt joy? All right. Well, I have a little story to tell you. It's really more than a story. It's actually... you want to share?
When I went to my friend's house.
Well, can you start again?
When I went to my friend's house.
Oh, when you went to your friend's house. Nice. Very good. Yes, I find joy when I spend time with friends as well. So this is a Cherokee... it's more than a story. It's really something to learn from. And Natasha has our wolf here, right? She's holding our wolf. So this is something that I want to share with you. I really find it super interesting and really, really helpful when I think about things. One evening, an elderly Cherokee brave told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside people. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside us all. One is evil, it is angry, envious, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, lies, and false pride, and ego. And the other is good, it is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. So we have two wolves." What do you think? The nice one. I was asked, which wolf is this one? I only had one to bring, but this one I think, and you think as well, is the good one, right? The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, "If there's two wolves inside me, which wolf wins?" And the old Cherokee simply replied, "The one that you feed." So I choose to feed the good wolf, and that's why I guess we brought him today. Because if there's two wolves inside us that each could come forward, if we feed the good wolf, more good will come, more joy. And so I find this a really great idea that when we think about gratitude and what we're grateful for and things we find joy in, that we have more joy and more gratitude and we find more love and peace. So I have my story of the two wolves and I brought him with me. So, do you have any thoughts or questions? Do you back there? Okay. Will you pray with me? Loving God, we are just so grateful for children. Children who know joy, they know the joy in the simple things like going to a friend's house or hearing a band, and how just joy-filled the simple, wonderful things in life can be. Be with each of us that we might find this kind of joy in the simple things as our children do. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming and talking with me. So you can go either sit at the children's table or with whoever brought you, okay? You can hold the wolf if you want during worship as long as you give him back to me at the end. Would that be okay? All right.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, choir. Our scripture reading today is from chapter 65 in the book of Isaiah, verses 17 to 25. Isaiah is laying out a vision for the Hebrew people who have returned to their homeland from the Babylonian exile. God's vision for this new reality is surprisingly current. He talks about infant mortality rates and references elder care, home ownership, and fair wages in these verses. Some of the most crucial issues facing people who work for justice in our nation come to light in this vision of God's reign. This isn't pie in the sky or no one believes it is even possible stuff. These are marching orders, blueprints of a new creation, the reign of God in which we can choose to live now. So listen to these words from Isaiah. Look, I'm creating a new heaven and a new earth. Past events won't be remembered. They won't come to mind. Be glad and rejoice forever in what I'm creating, because I'm creating Jerusalem as a joy and her people as a source of gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad about my people. No one will ever hear the sound of weeping or crying in it again. No more will babies live only a few days, or the old fail to live out their days. The one who dies at 100 will be like a young person, and the one falling short of 100 will seem cursed. They will build houses and live in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They won't build for others to live in, nor plant for others to eat. Like the days of a tree will be the days of my people. My chosen will make full use of their handiwork. They won't labor in vain, nor bear children to a world of horrors. Because they will be people blessed by the Lord, along with their descendants. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. Wolf and lamb will graze together, and the lamb will eat straw like the ox, but the snake, its food, will be dust. They won't hurt or destroy at any place on my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Stark, last week when you were here, I couldn't find my clicker because you always put it in the same spot. But today I can't find it either. Oh, I got it. Thank you. Okay. The Lord God is laying out a plan for a new creation. In this new creation, everyone will get along and all people's needs will be met. The justice we've been talking about and working toward will be a reality. But I think there may be a little something we need to do as individuals and as a collective. It comes in the beginning of our scripture. It says, look, I'm creating a new heaven and a new earth. Past events won't be remembered. They won't come to mind. It sounds to me like we need to let go of what's blocking us. Do we have some memories, some resentments, some issues, some prejudices that we need to let go? I told the story to the children of the two wolves, but I'd like to remind us of this powerful story of how we have all this stuff inside us. We have a good, we have joy, we have generosity, we have compassion, we have love, we have faith. But we also have these other things, anger, envy, jealousy, arrogance, resentment, and sometimes we let that wolf win. Sometimes, I'm hoping most or all of the time, we feed the wolf that is good. This could be, I'm wondering, could this be what the lion and lamb represent? What if each of us have a lion, the angry, resentful, jealous side, and a lamb, the good, joy-filled kind side of us that the moral story of the two wolves was talking about? What if, in a peaceable kingdom, including both the lamb and the lion, living within us in balance, yet feeding the love and peace side of us. What if this new creation is a new creation for each of us as individuals in which we let go of the past and feed the joy? And God's new creation, what if it is also a creation of the collective, of our community? As a collective, what beliefs or issues might we need to let go of? For me, I believe the biggest belief we need to let go of is a collective, as a collective, is fear. Fear that everyone is out to take more than they should. Fear of the other. Fear that the other side is going to win. I truly believe in this new creation. In this new creation, I believe in the goodness of people. I believe every person has good inside of them. Sometimes the side that comes out is the side that's filled with hurt. I believe God can and will make all things new. I know for myself, I've been made new over and over in this one lifetime, sometimes by force and sometimes by choice. I'm wondering, have you been made new, or have you needed to start over sometime in your life? I see a few nodding heads. Yeah. Yeah. So do we as a collective and as individuals need to let go of the past? We need to make use of the biggest F word of all, forgiveness. What happens when we don't forgive? Well, I really like this quote from, I don't have the reference. Resentment. When we don't let go of resentment, resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill our enemies or the other person that we're upset with. The scripture says, look, I'm creating a new heaven and a new earth. Past events won't be remembered. They won't come to mind. Be glad and rejoice forever in what I'm creating, because I'm creating Jerusalem, or all of us, as a joy, and her people a source of gladness. So to forget the past, forgive the past. We are promised joy as we let go of the past and participate in the new creation, the new us. So what do we say joy is? Joy is gladness not based on circumstance. Joy is just what's inside of us. What might peace look like? Scripture tells us, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. In other words, God is always with us. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. I'd like to end with an image, and I'm not sure if it's up there, but we'll see. I'll describe it if it isn't. I selected this image because it includes individuals participating in peace so that the collective, the community, might be in peace. So the image is one of, who knows what the peace symbol looks like? Do we know what the peace symbol looks? Okay. So that in this image, it was people laying in the grass as in the peace symbol. So it couldn't be a peace symbol without any of those people. If one was taken away, it wouldn't look like the peace symbol. This may be a simple image, but what a powerful message of the new creation Isaiah tells us God is going to do, and I believe will happen. If you don't believe me, try working on yourself to let go of the past and feed the wolf of love, joy, and peace. Amen. We are grounded in God's love and God's grace, and we stand ready to emerge into God's vision today. Will you please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing the hymn, Come Let Us Dream. Amen. Please be seated. We will now enter a time of prayer and reflection. Holy God, we come to you with grateful hearts. We're grateful for the work of this church. We're grateful for the sanctuary being warmed. We're grateful for the people and places we meet and live with and see every day. We're grateful for the food on our table. We're grateful for so many things. As we live in this gratitude and joy, we also come to you with lament. How long will school shootings happen? How long will racist postings continue? How long will we see other people as the other instead of a beloved child of God? How long will people have to worry about feeding their families on Thanksgiving or on Christmas or the other 363 days of the year? We come to you in lament. We pray for your guidance so that we might be a part of ending this lament and turning it to joy and gratitude. Be with us individually and as a collective to bring your new creation into being. Give us the strength and the courage to hope that this grand, unending love that you offer us is enough to feed the world, to clothe the world, to house the world, so that all might live in peace. Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who are in heaven, blessed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We come together here because we believe all are welcome. We are united by this shared vision to feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit. And our offering is one way that we affirm our commitment to that vision. So don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips into the offering plate as it comes by and as the ushers collect our offering. And the choir sings.
Thank you.
Please join me in the prayer of dedication. God, you heap your love upon us. Forgive us when, like spoiled children, give us enough trust to live secure in your love. Amen. Let us join in singing the number 436, The Voice of God is Calling. Go into your week with your ears pitched to the sound of God's voice calling your name. Go into your week with your eyes peeled for the face of Jesus in unexpected places. Go into your week with your soul poised to receive the Spirit of God, the Spirit of peace. Amen.